Good evening, everybody. We're going to be studying the Maral and Parshas Nitzavim. We're going to see first the piece of Maral from the Gur Aryeh, which is his Pirush on the Torah and on Rashi, on page Resh Samach Zayin. He is referring to Rashi, who's quoting Chazal on the Pasuk Veshav Hashem Elokecha es Shavuscha V'richamecha Veshav V'kibetzcha Mikol Ha'amim Sherefitzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, where the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back all of the Shavus, all of the captives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His great mercy, is going to bring the people back together from wherever they may have been, wherever we are scattered, as the pasuk continues to say, So it's describing the geula, shlema mirtz Hashem. But it's interesting that it says v'shav Hashem alakecha, which means that Hashem Yisparach Himself comes back. Where if you are causing others and bringing others back, it should have said veheishiv. So Rashi, quoting Chazal, says hayoloi luchtoi veheishiv es shvuska. Therefore, Rabbi Seinu lomdu mikan kivayochol shehashchinu shuruya im Yisrael b'tzaras gelusam. It is that the Shechina is, so to speak, with us in the diaspora, in whichever exile, wherever we are, the Shechina is with us. Ukishenigolin. So therefore, when we are redeemed, the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come with us. He, so to speak, is going to be redeemed as well. He comes back with us. He's been in the Golus. He's redeemed with us and is restored back with us to Eretz Yisrael. This very well-known idea is now going to be discussed by the Maharal. Maral says as follows on page Resh Samach Zayin: Da lecha ki ikur haperush ki Hashem Yisbarach bara ha'olam al sidroi. The understanding of this and of the involvement of Hakadosh Baruch Hu so personally in bringing about redemption is because the state of affairs before redemption is unnatural, because there is a bria which Hakadosh Baruch Hu created al sidroi, with a particular order, where man belongs in certain places, and certain families of man and descendants of Shem belong in one place, and the descendants of Ham in another, and Yafes in another. Ta'agolus hu shinui seder ba'olam. Golus is unnatural. And it's a shinui seder, meaning it's different from what should be. It's disorder instead of order. For any people to be where they are not supposed to be. And when a people are restored from their diaspora, from the exile, for all the nations of the world, as Rashi brings, Psukim, he brings from the Sefer Yecheskel, v'shavti es shavus Mitzrayim. He brings from Yirmiyah, v'shavti shavus Moav, v'ashavus shavus b'nei Amoy. When people are restored to where their homeland rightfully is, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'shavti, I'm going to restore them. L'fisha hadover hazeh magi aloi. He gets involved very personally. It's not only because, as Rashi says, restoring a nation and, you know, redirecting history is so colossal, and it's therefore needing nothing less than the Almighty and His wherewithal, His power. That's true, Rashi says that. But it's more than that. It's, the Maral says, it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes very personally. Because His world has been turned topsy-turvy, where people are not where they're supposed to be. Where the nation is not where that nation belongs. So that's why it's v'shavti, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets personally involved. It's magi aloi Shagolos hefech ritzayinu yasher sider ha'olam. V'chasher shav l'mekayme gam kein daito yizbarach shav v'noch v'shoketz. He's saying a completely new pshat in v'shav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not v'shav meaning returning. Shav meaning here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of the restoration of the world the way he always intended it to be.
Geographically, we're talking
about people returning to their geographic homeland causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Shav v'noch v'shaket. In other words, it brings nachas ruach to the Bayrei Olam. There's a sense of correctness and peace in Shemayim because people are where they're supposed to be. The world is the way Hashem really wanted it to always be.
How does that apply to people who no longer exist?
If they're not in existence, they can't be restored. Moav cannot be restored. At least the descendants of Moav are not known to us, but that's what Chazal mean in Maseches Sanhedrin, that Sancheir of Ken was Mabalbala Sa'umais, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there are no Moabites. They're there, but they just don't necessarily know that they are Moabites. Maybe they too one day will be restored. And then, of course, there are those who believe that, right, Menashe Ben Yisrael was busy with believing that there are whole tribes of the Asaras HaShvatim that will yet be restored. But that restoration is not only good for man, it's a shav v'noch v'shakat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then people are where they're supposed to be, and the world is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be. Fantastic idea. So v'shav doesn't just mean he returns. It means v'shav, he is at peace. V'shav meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at rest, so to speak, because now there where people are, they belong. Hashem says, oh, that's my ratzon. V'zehu v'shavti d'chsev. That's v'shavti. By the way, it's interesting that there is a pasuk in Yecheskel that reads, it's in Yecheskel Tazayin, v'shavti es shvishen es shvus sdoim uvnoseho. I'm going to return and restore sdoim uvnoseho. Now, the people of Sdoim are not being restored. There are no descendants. They were destroyed. As we read in this week's parsha. So what does it mean? So Rashi there says it doesn't mean that the people are restored. It means that area is once again going to become fertile. Rashi says, quote, Erpa es ha'aretz migafris v'melach v'ayshiv ba yoshvim. So when it says there in that pasuk, v'shavti es shvishen, it's a riot to this maral. Doesn't mean that just people being restored. It means that the natural order and there where there should be plants and there should be growth, land should be verdant, that will happen again. That's what v'shavti means. To restore that which was Hashem's original intention. Avol Yisrael. In the case of Yisrael, shehagolos shelehem magiel etzim kvoidoi. Where we are in Golos, that's a diminution of Kvod Shemayim. When the Jewish people are not the way we're supposed to be, it's not only that, like we said before, Hashem's Ratzon is not as it was, and it's not the Seder Olam the way he wanted it to be. It's more profound than that, Kvayachal more hurtful to him than that, because now it's personal. It's Magiel Etzem Kvayda. Not just that his will isn't as it wishes to be, that the world isn't, and the people aren't where he wants the people to be. It's that his kavod is diminished. Shashem Yisbarach Nikra Elokei Yisrael. V'chein Sida Bebreishis Habriya Shehiya Yisrael Ba'eretz HaKadosha. It's the first Rashi in Chumash. Bereishis. Everything belongs to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Point being, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, that when the nations of the world come and say, why are the Jews on in this piece of the Fertile Crescent? Why are they in Palestine? It's not theirs. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give it to whom I want. I gave it to the Jews. I gave it to Am Yisrael. So it's very personal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that it's the beginning of Torah. That's how he wishes the world to be, with Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, V'ka'asher galu, when the Jewish people are exiled, b'masha etzem kvaydai davuk b'hem, because kvayd shemayim is inextricably bound up with the state of the Jewish people. If the Jewish people are in a good state, then kvayd shemayim is nisrabe, is increased. If the honor of the Jewish people is diminished, then the honor of God is diminished. Chalila. So therefore, ke'ilu gala itam. If we are in exile, it's as if he is in exile. He is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is a victim of ghosts. V'cha'asher shavim. And that therefore, when the Jewish people are restored and return, k'siv v'shav Hashem elokecha, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is now restored, and k'vod shemayim is restored.
Is there reference to this when the Am Yisrael was in Mitzrayim? Did Hashem feel this same?
B'ni b'chayri Yisrael, he says to Parah, the first message is, these are my children. My children are your slaves. That is untenable. That's unacceptable. So yes, it's very personal. And of course, all of the Isis and Raifsim were intended to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baira Olam, that it's his world. And so yes, the fact that Am Yisrael was at that point enslaved was in fact, yes, these are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and these are the children of Kavayachal, the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and yes, he's telling Paroi, you know, that I take it very personally, yeah. But now what we're seeing is that after we're in Eretz Yisrael, and even after we lose Eretz Yisrael because we deserve to lose Eretz Yisrael, lo aleinu. But still, it's going to be a diminution of Kvayd Shemayim. So when we are restored, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory and his Kvayd Shemayim is restored. But now he says, V'chilek gadol yesh ben v'shavti u'bein v'shav Hashem olakecha. V'shavti, it says about Amun and Moav. V'shavti shvus Moav b'achr seyomim num Hashem. And then a few psukim later, v'achr chayin oshives shvus b'nei Amun um Hashem. But it doesn't say Hashem's name, proximal. It's not right there. It doesn't say Veshav Hashem es Amoin. Veshav Hashem es Moav. No. Here it says, in the case of Am Yisrael, Veshav Hashem Elokecha, Shemazkir Shemoi. Shezeh bevadei ki'ilu nig'al, because it's as if he himself, ki'ilu, is being redeemed. Veshav itam. He is being redeemed, and Hashem is being restored while we are, and alongside our being restored, along with us. Aval b'shar umayis, in the case of the other nations, and again, all of this is because Rashi says, restoring a nation and bringing geula, it's cataclysmic to one nation, and it's going to cause a tremendous upheaval in the world, and it redeems another nation, and it requires a tremendous intervention on God's part. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu becoming very powerfully involved in the world, and conspicuously so. B'koshi, Rashi says. So it's on this that the Maral says, yes, it's true. He's going to be there, and he'll restore one nation and another nation, and so on and so forth. But, and we've watched this, look, our parents' generation, did not our parents see the world coming and, you know, once again bringing a powerful sense of nationalism back to individual nation states where they had at other points been subject to empire, colonialization, Sovietization, and then that huge force and power that is the Ribbono Shel Olam causes that they shall be restored. Whether it's a nation of Yugoslavia and the various nations within what was unnaturally Yugoslavia, Herzegovina, Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia, all different people. But the forces of history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves them and the people are restored, so to speak. Restored to their independence, restored to their land. But in the case of the Jewish people, it's different. It's not just v'shavti. It's v'shav Hashem alakech. Shemazki shemoy. Shazeh bevadek ilu nigal v'shav itam. Aval b'shar umayis af al gav shagula misyaches loy. Of course, he's bringing about the geula in their case. Ein zeh rak b'mah shezeh ritzoynoy shiyiyah hakol mesuder al makaymoy. He wants everything to be as his wishes always were. V'loyiyah golus l'shum nimtza. Mikal makom ein zeh magiyah le'etzem shemoy. It's not personal. It's not as if God and his kavod are being restored when a nation other than the Jewish nation is rightfully again on its land, on its homeland. It is as if HaKadosh Baruch himself is experiencing the geula. Now, we'll now turn to the previous page, to page Reish Samach Vav. Yes?
Question. So, based on what I'm learning here is that he's saying that Hashem is going to reveal himself when there's so much disorder that he has to bring it back to order.
Right.
So, what is stopping a person from saying, you know what, if that's the case, I'm going to cause so much chaos and disorder in the world that Hashem has to come now. I'm gonna speed up the redemption.
That's a lot of. I don't know that we can direct traffic that way, okay. But there are plenty of people who say I'm going to contravene the will of the God or don't believe that there is a direction given to the world by God, and indeed they force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. They do, and it's for that reason that he punishes them, because he is going to say, not only did you do evil, but you did that which disrupts my order. Yeah. Now, in the piece from the Netzach Yisrael Perek Yud, he explains why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us specifically in the Golus, and that's the point of the Pasuk, right? The point of the Pasuk is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been with us in the Golus, wherever we are. The Shekhinah is with us wherever we are in exile. The Shekhinah is with us. V'ani oimer shadvarim hem kimashma'an. This that it says that we are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands in the Golus, and then he comes back with us in the Geula, it's all to show us that even when we don't, so to speak, require HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shepherd us in the Golus, we are very, very vulnerable, we're in a weakened state, that's where we need Hashem to be with us most. And even after we are redeemed and we have geula, Hashem stays with us, even though it's no longer because of our super fragility or super vulnerability. Let's see the piece. V'ani yomish advarim him kimashmon. Sheyosi yesh tam liyos im Yisrael begolos mimashi hiya imahem ka'asher yeitzu min hagolos. It's more important for Hashem to be with us in the golos than when we are redeemed. Shekein amru Rabbi Seinu Zal leinyan hachoyle beperik yitzias haShabbos hanichnus levaker as hachoyle leyeshiv al gabi mita. Don't sit on the person's bed. V'le al gabi kisei, stand el misatev v'yeshiv lefonav, or sit but not on the mita, because the shechina is mir hashoysav shel chayla. V'misatev, meaning stand with great respect and then cloaked with one's talis over one's head, because the shechina is there. Shinema Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Davoy. Ubechibu Gerari Bepashas Vayechi Perashnu Shnei Tamim. Vayechot Shekold Ovesh Yitzorach Shmiro Hashgachosu Yalov Yoyser. If somebody or anyone in a state of vulnerability needs protection and needs to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's specific Hashgacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's watchfulness and care and attention, because the person is vulnerable, the chayla who has lost good health and the natural good health that Hashem originally gave him or her. And now the person is not able to stand and not able to be strong and well. He's lost that healthy nature. He needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with him. That's why Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the Chayla's side. It's not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, merachem, but because the person is most vulnerable, he needs the most care and attention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to watch over the person. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to be there so that Chas v'Shalom, the person's condition does not get worse. V'hatam Hasheni Hu, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu is there because that's the nature of the Shekhinah. Shakosuv Omer Ezdaka Ushval Ruach Eshkon. I am with those who are humble. I am with those. I, the Shekhinah, resides with. I abide by those who are oppressed, downtrodden, the weakest. I'm Ezdaka Ushval Ruach Eshkon, the Pasuk says. So that's
there,
where.
He's there, that's a Shemira. Why doesn't he make the person better?
That's a different issue. And maybe he will make the person better. And maybe the process of making. Doesn't always happen. But because the person is in a vulnerable state, that's why the Shekhinah is there. Shekhinah is there because the person is most vulnerable. The Cholad has to be carefully watched. That's number one. Number two, that the Chayla, particularly a Chayla who takes it to heart, who's doing tshuva, Chayla who is humbled by the condition that he or she is in, so now that person is what we call a Daka Ushval Ruach, the person has been brought low, and all the haughtiness and false pride is taken away and is absent. That's where the Shekhinah feels most comfortable. Shezehu mimidas Hashem Yisbarach sheshchinosoi imasher hudako. And that's what we do when we do tshuva this time of year. Right? Tashav enoish ad dako v'atoymer shuvu bnei adam. Because that's how you bring back Kadosh Baruch Hu to you, by being a person with a humble spirit. That's where there's room for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the Kotzker, when asked, who is God? Where is God? Wherever you let him in, mavu melasta marain. But if a person's ego is so huge, if a person's pride is so huge, and his spirit is so overwhelmingly powerful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "There's no, you haven't made room for me." When a person is more humbled, takes up less space in spirit, in geist, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, that's where I will be with him, with her." So that's why the Shekhinah is with us when we're in Golos. Top of the left side in page Reish Samachvav. Jews in Golos, that's not, we're supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. We're supposed to be with the Mamshelas HaTorah upon us and the Melech Ben David upon us, not in Golos. If we're in Golos, we are like a patient in a sick bed. We need Shmira. So that's why wherever the Bnei Yisrael are, the Gemara says, Shechina Imahem. It's not only because he loves us and he stays with us, it's because we need Shmira. Shkashem Golos Azhem Kamechel Shiatsim Mitivai, Ki Ein Min Hateva Min Hagai Shal Oilem Shetia Umma Tachas Umma Acheres. It should not be that we are subjugated by another Umma. That any nation is subjugated to any other nation. If he wouldn't be with us, says the Maral, if God wouldn't have stayed with us in all of the terribly long galus that we're in, how could we survive galus Edom if not for the fact that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. In spite of whatever those terribly destructive forces brought to bear against us, have wrought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been with us and we've survived. And even at times like such as ours, Baruch Hashem, we have thrived. Im lo ki yad Hashem osu zezois. V'chein l'tam Hasheni asher amarnu. And similarly, for the second reason why the person who's a chayla has the Shekhinah with him, because he's been brought low. Ki ikah Shekhinah asay b'tachtayinim. Ki chein midasay shal Hashem yizbarach li hoiz Shekhinah asay ez dako. Yisrael begolos medukoyim heim ruuyim shehiya shchinasa imoyeh. That's why Hashem Yisbarach is with us. So the Maral goes on to say the chiddush of the pasuk is that Hashem stays with us when we have the geula. Punkt kapidra, the opposite of what you would think. When we're in Golos, you think he's not there. And when he takes us back, oh, now he's with us. No. The pasuk is saying that he's with us in Golos, of course, because as daka ushval ruach eshka. And because we need the most Shmira, we need his protection and his godsend, of course, when we're in Golos. Chiddush is v'shav Hashem elokecha, that He comes with us and accompanies us, and that the Shekhinah is with us when Geula occurs, not only through God, but Hashem is with us every step of the way, because at that point, az yala al adas shein Hashem yisbarach itam, because we're not weak and we're not vulnerable, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, so to speak, leave us, not ignore us, but I'm saying, but not embrace us so, the way the Shekhinah does while we're in Golus. L'fichach amar af kasher yoshuvu min ha-Golus hu nimtza itam. The point of the Chiddush of the Pasuk is not that He's with us in the Golus. The Chiddush is that He's with us even when we are in a better situation, and He comes with us, and He is with us in pride and joy, in gladness for us, and with us in the Geula. So what we've seen tonight is that this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being so personally involved, it expresses itself with V'shav Hashem Elokecha, whereas in the case of the Gentiles, the Maral points out, it says V'shavti Shvus Amoin Moyav, but it doesn't say Hashem's name, and it also doesn't say that He Himself restores or returns. We also saw that V'shav means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of being at peace, a sense of nachas, because that order which He wanted in the world has been restored. And now what we find is that when he is with us in the Golus, He says in Netzach Yisrael, He's with us because we need Him to watch over us and protect us, and secondly, because that's where the Shekhinah always wants to be, with those who are of humble spirit, who make room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with them.